Welcome to Loop Up. Enter an access code, then press pound. To cancel, press star. One moment, please. The leader is recording this conference.
Okay, I should be back now. For some reason it kicked me out. Can people hear me?
Yes, we can. So are we on the stream now?
It says you're on air.
Okay. If we drop again, please do try to reconnect us, but don't interrupt the meeting. We're required to try to webcast, but losing the stream doesn't cancel the meeting, and we've got work to get done. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. My name is Brian Edwards Tiger. I'd like our Secretary R. Paul Martin to please call the roll.
Okay. Sam Agarwal?
Yeah, present.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Adriana Kasanov?
Here.
Joseph Davis?
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman?
Present.
Michael Novick?
On the call.
Serene Roberts? Michael Washington?
Present.
Barbara Whipperman? Okay, that's nine. That is a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. On to agenda approval. I sent out a proposed agenda to the listserv, which I realize not everyone may be on yet. First of all, has everyone received a copy of it?
Yes.
Is there anyone who has not received a copy of it?
I don't believe I have,
Michael Washington.
Yeah, I think I have not received that.
Okay. Give me one second. Sam, are you still not getting letters that are sent to the National Finance Committee listserv?
I'm getting the notice, say, for the meeting, but I don't think I'm getting anything else.
R. Paul, can you check his status on the listserv? Maybe he still hasn't accepted the invitation.
No, he hasn't gotten on yet.
Can you resend the invitation, R. Paul, from the console?
Yeah, let's see if we can do that right now. Okay, as I recall...
I think I need to be put back on, Michael Novick.
Okay. All right, let me... All right, why don't we leave that till after the meeting or something, I guess.
This is Barbara. If you've already called roll, I'm here.
Hi, Barbara. If you can resend it right now, we've had this problem for two meetings running, and I just want to make sure that he gets on the listserv. That thing might be getting caught by his spam filter. Who knows?
Okay, let me go up here and find his email at the moment. Here we go. Okay. There's one.
Yeah, I got something now.
Okay, I just sent you another invitation.
Okay.
So you should be getting it right now, and if you would immediately accept the invitation, you'll get right in.
Yeah, I did.
And Michael, I will now hunt up from the list. And there you are.
Thank you.
And
I got the email.
Okay, yeah, Michael, I've just shipped out your invitation, so...
So you both have two different emails. I just sent you directly a copy of the agenda, and R. Paul's having Yahoo Groups send you an invitation to join the list for the committee, which you have to accept before you'll get any emails.
I did accept the Yahoo Groups email, and I registered for that as well.
Great. And Sam, did you get the Yahoo Groups email as well?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Fantastic. Hopefully our email problems are all solved now. The agenda for the proposed agenda for anyone who doesn't have it in front of them is officer elections, then minute approval, then our 2016 meeting schedule, 20 minutes for a CFO report, and then budget review and approval. We still have WPFW and WBAI outstanding. I'll take a motion to approve the agenda, and then any amendments will be in order.
So moved.
Barbara Wipperman moves approval of the agenda. Does anyone wish to propose adding anything to it or taking anything away?
Yeah, I would like to make a suggestion, say, on this.
Please.
For the budget review and approval for the PFW and for the BAI, I have some concerns about these two budgets because I'm not getting the proper information that I should be getting, how they are managing the finances, the cash flow situation, and everything. And the problem is that they are currently very much behind in the critical payments. So I cannot really say how valid the budgets would be at this stage.
Okay. So, well, we can get into the meat of the problems facing those budgets when we get there on the agenda. Right. Are you proposing that we spend more time on either of those budgets or less time?
So I don't know actually at this time. I just want to kind of make it very clear that I cannot approve or I cannot really understand the numbers unless until I see something more tangible.
Well, that is exactly the situation the committee's been in for several months now, which is why these budgets are still on our agenda four months into the fiscal year. But we can discuss details when we get there. Does anyone else wish to propose an amendment to the agenda? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the agenda as proposed? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved. We're on to officer elections. The first officer will be for the position of secretary. Nominations are now open.
I nominate R. Paul Martin.
I've got R. Paul Martin. Anyone else? Going once. Going twice. Nominations are now closed. R. Paul Martin is elected secretary by acclamation. R. Paul, would you care to preside over the election of a chair?
Okay. Let me write that down. Okay. The next item will be chair election, as I type with one hand.
Tony.
Are there any nominations for
Tony.
Chair?
Tony?
Yeah, Tony?
I nominate Brian Edwards Teeger.
Okay. Brian, do you accept?
I do.
Are there any other nominations for chair of the NFC? Okay, going once, going twice, going three times. Hearing no other nominations, I guess that Brian Edwards Teekert is elected chair by acclamation, so you may now retake the chair.
Thank you very much, R. Paul. We are on to minutes approval. You should have received today two sets of minutes if you were on the listserv, one from May 12th of 2015, the other from our most recent meeting, February 9th, 2016. I'll take a motion on the May minutes first.
I move we accept the minutes.
Barbara Wipperman moves approval of the minutes from May 12, 2015. Does anyone wish to propose any amendments to those minutes? Hearing no amendments, are there any objections to the minutes of May 12, 2015?
Roberts objects.
Roberts objects. R. Paul, can you call the roll on those minutes?
Okay, give me a second for that. Okay, the motion is to approve the minutes of the May 12th, 2015 meeting. Okay, Sam Agarwal?
Abstain.
Fred Blair?
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Joseph Davis?
Abstain.
Brian Edwards Tekert?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Tony Norman? Tony Norman? Michael Novick?
Tony says yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
No.
What was that?
No.
No. Michael Washington?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay. 6-4, one against, four abstentions.
The minutes of May 12th are now approved. We're on to the minutes of February 9th, 2016. Can I get a motion to approve them?
So moved.
The minutes of February 9th, 2016 are now on the table. Does anyone wish to propose an amendment? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the minutes of February 9th, 2016?
I haven't seen them, and I wasn't at the meeting, so...
I need to abstain, sorry.
Okay. R. Paul, can you call the roll on those
Adriana?
As well?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana, you have a revision?
I found the previous one, but I don't know. I cannot find this one that we are talking about.
They were sent within 4 minutes of each other. It would have been 4:04 p.m. Houston time.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I need. If I cannot read it, I need to abstain. I'm sorry.
That's okay. R. Paul, could you call the roll?
Okay. All right. The motion is to approve the minutes of the February 9th, 2016 NFC meeting. And Sam Agarwal?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
Abstain.
Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tekert?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Michael Washington?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, 8-4-0 against, three abstentions.
The minutes are approved. We are on to our 2016 meeting schedule. It's been traditional for this committee to meet on Tuesday nights. For some time, we've been meeting every other week in order to get through our budget crunch. I would like to propose setting a regular meeting schedule of the third Tuesday of each month, beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I anticipate we would schedule many meetings in addition to that when crises emerge, but wouldn't want to schedule extra meetings for the sake of having extra meetings. So I'm just proposing a monthly regular schedule at this point. That's my motion. It's subject to amendment. We'll take discussion or amendment.
Does it need a second?
No seconds in committee.
Brian?
Three.
Yes.
Brian, you're proposing the third Tuesday of every month.
Correct.
Okay, not the second and fourth, but the third.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
It's on the language of the motions on the agenda, R. Paul.
For regular meetings.
Okay.
That's right. I'll take stack now.
I have a question.
What's your question, Serene?
What's the primary thrust for the timing? For the third week, as let's say, as opposed to maybe the first week or the fourth week?
We seem to be getting financial statements for the prior month by the third week. So we have current information at that point.
Okay, thanks. Oh, I'm sorry, may I ask another question?
Certainly.
Michael Novick in particular, what is your regular LSB meeting date this year?
It's the third Sunday of the month, unless that is a holiday weekend, and then it's the fourth Sunday.
Okay, thanks very much.
Anyone else to stack on this? Any amendments? Any objections? Hearing no objections, our meeting calendar for 2016 is now set. And again, we can add a meeting or subtract a meeting at any time by majority vote. We're on to the CFO. Michael?
Sorry. Well, I abstained on the vote on the minutes because I was at the meeting and hadn't seen the minutes. I just looked at them online, and there is an error in them, which is in the reference to Lydia Brazon's presence.
If you want to discuss it, you can make a motion to reconsider.
Okay. Can I make that motion?
Which set of minutes, please?
The February minutes. February 9th, I guess.
Okay. Is there any objection to reconsidering the minutes of February 9th? Hearing none, they're now back up for discussion. What's the change you want to make, Michael?
It says the chair ruled that Lydia Brazon cannot be a voting member of the committee as the WPFW LSB treasurer for this meeting, but could otherwise participate. So I would just strike as the WPFW LSB treasurer, since she never was and will be.
Oh, did you, crap. All right.
Did you catch that, Arpal?
Yeah, it's WPFW sub in KPFK, right?
She was never the treasurer of KPFK. No. She was a director from KPFK. She's no longer a director. I would just say strike that language. Just say could not be a voting member of the committee but could otherwise participate.
Okay, so what it reads right now, okay, so to be read, the chair brought up the question of the membership of Lydia Brazon, who had termed out as a director. The chair ruled that Lydia Brazon could not be a voting member of the committee, period.
But could otherwise participate.
Okay, so strike as,
yeah.
Strike, obviously leave the thing in there. So strike the words as the WPFW LSB treasurer. Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me write that down here. Okay, I got it.
Okay, is there any objection to making that amendment? Hearing none, the minutes of February 9th are now amended. Let's see, we're reconsidering. That means we have to approve them again. Is there any objection to approving the minutes of February 9th, 2016, as amended? Hearing none, they're now approved. We are on to the CFO report. Sam Agarwal, you've got 20.
I'm sorry, Brian. I just read. I think that the numbers are not in those minutes. After, when say motion, Brian had a ticket to correct the vote total in the minutes of December 14, 2015, to add and said pass it. 45-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions. Did we correct that?
That's the language that we voted to correct.
Oh, okay.
The minutes show the before and the after.
Yeah, we corrected. Yeah, that's okay. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Now, maybe three times is a charm. We're on to the CFO report. Sam, you've got 20 minutes. Leave some time for questions.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Actually, I'll be brief in my comments. Let me give a quick update where we are. So the fiscal year 2014 audit is progressing very well. There's a backlog, and we did not anticipate that they would be asking so much information. So it has literally swarmed our team, and the business managers at the stations are also kind of very busy at this time pulling all the information. But we are on track, and hopefully everything we are, say, expecting to wrap up somewhere in the first week of March, first or second week, barring certain, say, big issues. And one would be the cash flow, and the auditors have raised some concerns. But barring those kind of issues, I think that, say, we should be pretty in pretty good shape, that, say, we should have some draft statements ready. So that was my first point. Moving on to the second point, I mentioned that the cash flow is a major concern. And what I have been, experiencing or listening from the stations, that listener support cannot be considered to be a very dependable source for many reasons now. The laws of diminishing returns are coming in. The second thing is that there's a listener fatigue that is kind of prevailing all around. So I mean, I have heard that some stations are kind of a continuous fund drive mode. So between me and Lydia, we have put out some proposals for alternative sources of funding. And tomorrow in the leadership meeting, we will be discussing with the station managers and their team to come up with some ideas of how we can explore different sources of funding. At this time, I would not get into specifics because, say, we don't fully understand what the legal ramifications would be or what ideas would come out to be the best. But in the next meeting, I definitely would like to update you with more concrete proposals or suggestions that may come up. The other urgent reason is that, say, we should not count to CPB money for the next at least 4 to 6 months. The reason is that, say, because we are behind in the audit, and unless until we complete the fiscal year 2014 and 2015 audit, we cannot really submit the proposal for the CPB money. So this time lag is very critical, say, for the 4 to 6 months. How do we meet our short-term cash needs? And I think it's no secret. I mean, I don't want to be too negative, but, say, it's no secret that some stations are not able to even meet their payroll deadlines. They are very late in terms of making some payments for some critical services, like healthcare dues and those things. So it is quite urgent that, say, we explore different alternatives. And for good business practices also, I would rather very much encourage that we have some means of funding other than the listener support. So that would be my point number two. The third point, and I forgot to mention that, say, because of the fiscal year 2014 audit, our team is so busy that, say, we will not be able to prepare the January statements. Usually we send it out in the third or the fourth week of the following month, but this year, this month, we will be late, and we will try to catch up somewhere early in the month of March, the statements that, say, we send out to the stations. And I think that are being considered by the local station boards also. So please be aware of that. And if you need any specific information, then, say, we'll be happy to provide. But right now, the team is kind of just busy in completing the 2014 request that, say, we have received from the auditors. So moving on to my second point, that's about the cash flow. I would request the local station board members also, if they can offer suggestions or if they can participate, say, in the fundraising campaign, howsoever they could be, because this need is very, very urgent. And we need participation and support from all possible sources. So that would be a very encouraging sign to the management. So moving on to the third point, I had raised this concern, and I would reiterate that issue again, that I am quite concerned about PFW because I'm not getting any information from them. They are consistently late in terms of payroll funding or in the healthcare dues or central services. So at this time, I don't know how the funds are being managed. And I have asked for a very simple cash flow statement. And I've been asking for, say, almost like 3 to 4 weeks, but I have not been getting anything. I have talked to Tony Norman about maybe a week back, and now I'm copying all my requests to Tony Norman and to Lydia just to make them aware. And Lydia has also followed up with Jerry and with the team there that say we should get the response in proper time. I have started getting some information from BAI, but they are also not a good shape. I would not say a very bad shape, but not in a good shape in terms of the payments. The other concern is that, say, because these stations are getting so far behind in making their current dues, so even if they have a good, fund drive, probably that will be eaten up very quickly. In the next maybe 15, 20 days, all the funds will be eaten up by all the back dues. So I don't know how much they can count on the fund drive to meet their month payments, and so on and so forth. So that is one of the reasons actually that I'm kind of anticipating and planning forward. That say we need to get away from this only single source and have to have some diversification. I think on the point number three, I think I mentioned both the PFW and the BAI, and that is the reason why I cannot really recommend approval or consideration of their budgets, because they have to be drafted completely anew in the light of the current situation. At this time, because we don't have any visibility about what the cash is coming in and what the cash is going out on and what the backlog is, I really cannot comment on the budgets or on the actual conditions. But I think apart from that, probably I've covered everything, and I'll elaborate more on the question and answers session then. Thank you very much.
Stack, Joseph Davis.
I'll take a stack for questions. Say your name if you'd like to be on the stack.
Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis. Who else?
R. Paul.
R. Paul. Who else?
Tony Norman.
Tony. Who
Michael.
Else?
Michael Novick to the stack.
Gotcha, Michael. Who else?
Nancy.
Nancy, you're not a member of the committee anymore.
I know. Can I still ask questions? No, I'm just listening.
I have to give you lowest. I'm happy to let you ask a question as a courtesy. I have to give you lower priority than any committee members.
Sure.
Anybody else to stack? Okay, Joseph, you're first.
I just wanted to touch on the alternative sources. At KPFT, for some time, the budget had zeroed out normal advertising methods, so billboards or any other kind of ads. So naturally, our numbers have been diminishing, and we're addressing that. So that might actually cause our listenership to increase and our funds to increase, among other possibilities. Thank you.
R. Paul, you're next.
Okay. You just said that you're getting some information from BAI. Now, we don't have a budget. Could you tell us what information you are getting from WBAI management at this time?
Yeah, so I'm getting a kind of a short-term cash flow plan from Berthold, what his expected payments are and what a priority he is putting on those payments. From the expected cash flows, he's clearing out some dues, and he's letting us know that, say, this is the payment that he's expecting, or these are different accounts. He has also given me access to bank accounts because, say, there was a bank, there was a board resolution granting CFO the access to the bank accounts, so that, say, I can see what the funds may be available. Unfortunately, the funds are not available, so there's nothing much we can do about it, but at least the visibility is there. With respect to PFW, I have requested the access to the SunTrust account, but so far I have not received any support.
Tony, you're next.
Just to follow up. I spoke with Sam about a week earlier. I'm very concerned about the issues. You're not getting information with WPFW, in particular, not access to the account. So we're going to definitely follow up on that, like, tomorrow. So if you can just CC me the specific things that you have requested and didn't receive responses to, I would definitely jump on that as soon as we can, because I'm extremely concerned about that. And we want to correct that as soon as possible. So just CC me all the specific documents you're saying that they're not responding to, you're not getting, and I'll definitely follow up with that.
Sure, Tony. I've started copying you on all the emails that I'm sending for the reminders. So that's you and Lydia both are fully aware.
Okay. And you're saying you don't have access to the SunTrust account to see what's there, what's going on?
Yes, I don't have access to. I had requested that access, say, about maybe 10 days back. And Jerry had put me in touch with George, the bank manager there. But then I think that, say, something happened, and George is not responding to my emails now. In the last conference call, I had mentioned to Jerry to talk to George to provide me the access. But since then, I've not heard at all.
Yeah, but just CC me all the information that you request,
sure.
And we'll jump on that as soon
as
possible, because I think that needs to be corrected immediately.
Is George somebody at SunTrust, just for clarification?
Yeah, George is at SunTrust.
Okay.
I heard you, Adriana. I've got Michael next. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, thank you for the report, and pleased to be serving on the committee with you. I do think that, in a sense, talking about it as a cash flow problem is understating it, though. It seems to me that we have a critical lack of income problem, and I appreciate the fact that you can come up with solutions for added income. In other words, cash flow might be temporary, adjustment between, when your money comes in and when it goes out, but this is really the fact that across the network and many stations, we're not getting the amount of listener support that we're hoping for. And I know at KPFK they're extending the fund drive. Our local station board did vote to create a fundraising committee, and we're finally going to meet after a long delay on March 1st to come up with some plans for fundraising by the local station board. And I think that all the local boards should consider what role the board itself can play in increasing income for the stations. So just to clarify, then, it's not just a problem of the national office cash flow. You're saying throughout the units, there's not enough money coming in to meet expenses.
Thank you very much for the clarification. Actually, we are expanding the sources of income. So it's not just the cash flow, because, whatever the cash comes in, that goes out fairly quickly. But we definitely have to expand the various sources from which we receive the income. And that would be, and that is why I have termed it as kind of alternative sources, alternative to the listener support. Listener support is just not proving to be sufficient.
Thank you.
Adriana.
Yes. Hi, Sam. First question, do you have access, with the exception of WPFW, do you have the option to see all the accounts from all the units already?
I am slowly getting the access to different accounts. That's a very difficult topic by itself, actually, because it's very surprising to know that the stations don't know who opened the account, who was a signatory to the account, and those things, and how to grant me the authority to have access. So I'm working slowly and gradually, contacting the different banks and trying to have that authority. So this practice will definitely have to change. This is not an acceptable practice, but just there are too many fires at this time. So I have to take it cautiously and give priority to, say, whatever is needed, say, right away.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is, when we were discussing budget last year, we have some specific recommendations to some units, and I want to know if you receive all that information and if you know, because it's as important as the money coming in is to be careful the way that you spend it, right? And we have some recommendations, and I don't know if they are being implemented. You have all that information from the Finance Committee, right?
I think, probably either I may not have access to, or, if I may have access, I am not aware of that. I definitely would like to see what recommendations were made. And when I'm kind of talking to business managers or the station managers about their financial situation, then I would keep those in mind. So right now, I'm not aware of those.
I'll compile them for you, Sam. Okay. They haven't gone to the national board yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nancy, you're next.
Okay, I was wondering, Sam, who you have been asking information, who you've been asking information from, either the Texas business manager or the D.C. business manager?
Are you talking about the PFW or the KPFC?
I'm sorry, PFW.
I'm sorry, hold on one second. Can everyone who's not Nancy and Sam please mute your phones?
Oh,
please,
Sam.
Mute your phones.
Sorry.
Thank you. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay.
Sam, I just should clarify. I was the treasurer up until just till the end of January. And I have been trying to reach you. I'd like to get your number before, so I can talk to you. Anyways, I was wondering if there's any information that you've been trying to get before the end of January, and that I could have maybe helped facilitate.
Yeah. So generally, the request that say I send out or my team sends out, that does not go to the local station board members. That generally goes to Jerry, and a copy to Tiffany or Bud Harrison. And in case of payroll matters, it also goes to Jerry Mandy. There is extensive documentation, Nancy. You will be surprised how many emails we have sent and how many text messages we have sent.
This is Jerry joining the call.
Yes.
Hi, Jerry. Please continue, Sam.
Yeah. So there's extensive documentation for that, I can show that. But we have not been receiving, information back. Now I have started copying both Lydia and Tony Norman on all the requests that we are making.
Okay. I understand that there was some problems with access to some of the software, the Great Plains and Memphis that the business manager has here in D.C. So,
you know, that might have been something standing in the way of getting information to you from him, but I don't know if you're also trying to get information from the Texas.
Actually, there's a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding, and I've tried to resolve that because the business manager is not really performing the core duties of a business manager. And I've explained that to him in an email very clearly that, say, we need some of the essential functions to be performed first before he can do some high-level kind of planning or analysis.
Right. Is there a job description that describes those specific tasks?
Yeah, there's a standard job description that is applicable to all business managers to all stations.
And how can you get a copy of that?
Yeah, I can forward that to you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
We have reached our time limit on the CFO report. Next on the agenda is discussion of the two outstanding budgets. So, Sam, given the concerns...
I'm sorry, Brian. Can we extend for 3 minutes? I have a question.
You'd like to propose a 3-minute extension?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone object to extending the CFO report for 3 minutes?
I would move to amend that to 5 minutes.
Okay. Does anyone object to the amendment, which is 5 minutes? Hearing none, that's now the motion. Does anyone object to a 5-minute extension? Hearing none, the CFO report is extended for 5 minutes. I will take a stack for people with further questions.
R. Paul?
Preceded by Serene, who asked for the extension so she could get on the stack.
Well, extensions don't work that way. Serene, you'll go to the top because you haven't asked a question yet. R. Paul, you'll be next. Go ahead, Serene.
Thank you. I just have a quick question about the audit situation. Has the auditor, have they accepted or agreed to do the next audit, the next year's, the 2015 audit?
They have shown reluctance, actually, in taking up the assignment for the 2015 audit because they had not been paid their dues. For fiscal year 2013. And this year also, they have made it very clear that, say, if the fiscal year 2014 dues are not cleared, then they will not take up the 2015. Right now, they seem to be pretty satisfied with the progress that we are making. So I don't have much concerns. But my another concern would be that, say, because they are too expensive and they're charging quite a bit, so whether we can afford that and whether we will be able to clear their dues. Because if we are not able to clear the dues as per the professional practice standards, they cannot accept the next year audit. So that would be my concern, but I would bring it, say, in the next meeting then.
Okay. Thanks very much.
And that would actually be something to take to the audit committee.
Right.
R. Paul, you're next.
Yeah. This is kind of fast, and I have to bring this up. to say that we can't rely on listener support, you know, it's a network of radio stations, and radio is the primary business or primary product of the radio stations. And if we cannot rely on our primary product as the major way to raise money, if it's inefficient or outmoded or in some way not effective enough, we need to seriously start thinking about all of this in terms of not just raising money, but what are we doing? So that's all I have to say.
Anyone else to stack in the 2 minutes we have remaining? Okay. If we've exhausted the discussion, then we will move on to budgets. And the first one we have up is the WPFW budget. Sam, given what you said earlier, maybe you could spell out for us what you would envision the process looking like for getting a budget into place at WPFW.
Yeah, first of all, I would like to see some kind of a cash flow statement, a very simple statement that I've asked. What are the expected cash flows, cash inflows, and the expected cash outflows, and what are the pending payments at this time? Just to give a perspective where we are, unless until we have this kind of a very simple understanding, it's very difficult to look into what the what we are missing, and how to interpret the results or how to interpret the budgets. Because they don't really carry any meaning at this time, unless until we have some understanding. That's my basic point. And
do you the data that we're getting on income statements for WPFW? Do you think it's accurate?
I have not looked at the, until the, that's a good point, Brian. Actually, I wanted to comment on the income statement also. The monthly income statements, they are not made with the point that, say, they can be very reliable or they can be very accurate. I mean, I don't want to say reliable, but the accuracy is not that kind of, very critical to preparing the statements, because there could be timing issues or there could be other things that say the monthly statements could be off. Right now we are also behind because we are not completed with the January and the February statements, but because the cash flow is a kind of a continuous phenomena, so that makes it all the more important that say we have a handle on the cash situation there.
So, if we don't have a budget in place for WPFW, what would we be judging its financial performance against in the interim?
I would say look at a couple of things. One is that, what was the last year's budget? The actual versus the budget. The second thing is that, we can have a kind of a reasonable estimate about the cash inflows and what payments we can afford to make against those cash inflows. And we have to be very realistic about it. So what I would suggest that, we can throw in a kind of a tentative budget for 3 months or so with the expected cash intake, and with the commitments that we have already made and the payments that, we need to make to keep afloat. And that would be kind of a roadmap for the short term.
Okay.
There's one more point, actually, that, I want to be very clear on this issue. Because I want to escalate this issue, to the board level, because if the station is not able to sustain itself, then the board will have to step in at some time. Because I get into a lot of pressures that say we borrow money from other stations and we pay their bills or meet their payroll, that is not a good practice. That lends itself to so many other problems that we cannot afford to get into those things. So the reason why I'm very strong on this, that I think the time has come that this should be escalated to at the board level.
Okay. Are there any recommendations on that front that you want this committee to consider?
There should be immediate transparency in both the BAI and the PFW statements for the cash inflows and the cash outflows and how the financial arrangements are taking place. I mean, this is my layman's version. We can draft a resolution or in a more formal way.
Right. But I mean, there's a structural question too, right? And I think this is an open question for both WPFW and WBAI, which is why we ground to a halt with their budgets, which is can they bring in enough money to continue operating the way they're structured? And I think given the performance of the past several fund drives, the answer is no. So then the question is, then what? The budgets we've had so far are just very slight tweaks to the status quo. And the status quo has led to our being unable to make payroll in some places. So I guess
Barbara has a question.
I guess that then what? Okay, I'll take a stack. I hear people jumping on. I heard Adriana.
Barbara.
I heard Barbara.
Jerry.
Jerry Paris. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. One of my, what I worry here is that, and this is to you, Sam, I think that the structure of our foundation, it's little that the finance committee can do at this point. Obviously, like you said, this need to be escalated to the PMB, but it's clear to the employees, and I mean everybody in WBAI and PFW, that once that they receive an order, I mean, it's not up to them to decide if they will follow or not. It puzzles me that you are telling us that during weeks you request information and nobody answers you. I believe that at this point it's nothing that this committee needs to discuss. I think that at this point the PMB need to be very clear about the steps that need to follow. I mean, we cannot allow these things to happen. I mean, the CFO and the interim executive director in this case can give orders, and the orders need to be answered immediately, or should be consequences, or people should be accountable. I don't know. Is that the way that you see it, Sam, or you think that is something interfering with that option for you?
Well, I think the stage has come that there should be some intervention at the board level, because we need to see some visibility and some transparency in the PFW and the BI statements and their financial operations, and this has to be restructured. With very clear directives from us, from the national office and from interim executive director.
Okay. Thank you.
Barbara.
I have a question, I guess, for you, Brian, and the other PNB representatives. Is there any discussion in the PNB, I think I know the answer, but I have to ask anyway for the public record, about this problem, or is it only being discussed in the Finance Committee? And if that's the case, which I think it is, we're touching very lightly on a huge problem that needs to be discussed in a way that nobody in Pacifica apparently wants to talk about, which is a extreme change in structure in order to deal with these cash flow income problems.
I can answer you.
Well, I was asking, okay, yes, you're on the PNB too. But whoever's on the PNB?
The answer is no.
No.
Well, my view is we have some. Everybody knows the political issues that are trying to paralyze the foundation, but I have, since last year, I have a very clear idea that how we can solve this and stop the hemorrhage just now, and then deal with the other issues later. But it's true, Barbara. It's a political thing, and the PMB need to grab that and do it now. If nothing else, it's up to the PMB to make some important, basically, I don't know if that those many changes in the structure, is many changes in the practices. because the structure. Yeah, maybe both, but I think that the most important part is the practice, and put the authority where that belongs.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's time for the PMB to do it really straight. I have some motion. I can give it along. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Tony. I wanted to quickly respond to that, too.
Tony, I'll bump you ahead of Jerry because you're a member of the committee. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say to those that we're just electing our officers in the PNB and organizing our committees. That's one of the top things that we're going to jump on. That's the, and I've been recently elected as the chair of the PNB to, you know, and the those are some of the major things that we're going to jump on. So we're just electing our officers and getting the committees together, and those are the top priorities. And I think we would have another forum to deal with those fundamental financial issues and fundamental structural issues. And so we are in the past, you're correct, the PNB has not specifically dealt with those particular issues, but I think we're going to be dealing with that in the near future. And we do have those on our immediate short-term agenda.
I haven't.
Jerry?
Yes, as in regards to, I guess, practices, behavior, and structure, at W right now, we're in fund drive, and that fund drive is not performing well. We are under 50% of our goal. As regards the immediate communications issues between the CFO and the new business manager here, I was under the impression that there was solid communications, that Bud, our business manager, is trying to make communications with Sam. There's some information that he does not have access to, and he's trying to complete that. He's out of town at this moment, but there's no resistance on the part of W. Further, looking at what we've been experiencing with the fund drives, we have been very, very seriously looking at other sources of funding and funding techniques, particularly the underwriting, and we're on the verge of putting together underwriting policy because we have underwriting coming at us pre-policy, if you will. So as Tony alluded to, that we're on the fast track right now. There are little changes that we're making also to that effect. For instance, WPFW for years has called itself listener-supported, and we're changing that language ever so slightly, just another little tweak, but we're saying it's community-supported to make an emphasis on community and community partnerships, so that we can include like-minded business organizations as supporters. This may point towards some of the experiences that the entire network has been having with going for listener support as opposed to including like-minded, if you will, businesses and going after the overall community. We started this push, I guess, a couple of months ago, and now we're getting responses. I have a meeting tomorrow, actually, with someone that is proposing to come on as a major underwriter. Another one of our community partners has met with my program director to do a special event that we'll use to augment the revenues that we've received from the fund drive. Clearly, the fund drives are falling short. In W's case, there are various reasons. One being that we are severely understaffed, and it has a severe impact on the station. It impacts me severely as a general manager because I'm doing quite a bit of operations work on several shows and on several projects. We think this is going to work for us. We are on the precipice, if you will, of receiving major underwriting. And yes.
I call on speakers. Were you done, Jerry?
Basically, but I was just saying that I think that the network as a whole needs to look at the community partnership concept and accept the fact that underwriting is something that we need to look at. We, in fact, become somewhat of a tacit endorser of certain businesses, and there are businesses that we will not do underwriting with because of their labor practices or the nature of their businesses, such that there's a certain positive reward, if you will, for those businesses that do associate with Pacifica. It puts them on board with our mission statement and with the communities at large.
We are at time. I've heard Adriana. I've heard our Paul. It'll take a motion to extend to continue this discussion.
I move to stand 5 minutes.
The motion is for a 5-minute extension. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're extended for 5 minutes. My stack is Adriana and R. Paul. Does anyone else wish to be on?
Michael.
Adriana, R. Paul, then Michael. Anyone else?
And Serene.
Serene, who else? Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I'm sorry, but Jerry, I heard you. And the first thing that I'm thinking is, when I said we, I'm trying to say the Pacifica Foundation didn't yet authorize, talk about underwriting and work about underwriting, even for the affiliate. What I understand that is a big discussion that maybe the foundation and all the stakeholders, all the parties, even the membership need to discuss. But I believe that what I'm just here is really, I cannot believe what I'm hearing, because what I see, you are saying, you are already talking about underwriting and making decisions that personally, I don't believe that belongs to PFW or to any station by itself or to any manager by itself. I mean, that is what worries me. This is something that the Pacifica Foundation need to decide. I don't think that is anywhere there, any authorization for any manager to make those kind of decisions for the foundation. And maybe I'm wrong. In the last 2 years, I don't know. I have some information that everybody has and I do not. I mean, we, the Pacifica Foundation and the Pacifica National Board of Directors, that is the only governance body, according to our bylaws of this foundation, didn't authorize yet any underwriting. And I'm really worried that you use that words and you think that it's part of the deal. I'm sorry. No, it's not. Thank you.
Paul, you're next.
Yeah, I agree. The underwriting is a very big issue, has been a very big issue in Pacifica for quite a few years. I've said before that at one point the general manager some years ago brought several ideas to the WBAI LSB, and in a very rare instance, the entire LSB voted to strike underwriting off there because he who pays the piper calls the tune. And that's only the tip of that particular iceberg. When you start getting involved with for-profit businesses, even with some not-for-profit businesses, it starts getting complicated. And from what we have seen, there are all sorts of lacunae in the understanding of how some things should work in Pacifica. There are legal things that happen. When you're involved with businesses, you're involved with other people's money, you're involved in quid pro quos, there are some very serious federal laws that govern that. And if you get your toenail over the bright line of one of those laws, you can end up in serious trouble. So this is actually something that must be discussed by Pacifica, because if somebody gets it wrong, that could be it. I mean, we already are noticing there's already a lawsuit regarding some business practices that may or may not be a screw-up. And it's very easy to screw something like this up. I mean, people may want to Google terms like plugola and payola and see what's happened in the past and see that the laws are kind of strict, and a lot of businesses are businesses and want to get advertising and don't have any idea at all about radio, and they're not going to bring any information about how things could get screwed up to the table. So Pacifica itself needs to get educated, needs to get lawyers on this, and then make a decision on how to do this. That's it.
10 points to R. Paul for using the word lacunae in his comments. We are out of time on our extension. I still have Michael and Serene on stack. Does anyone wish to propose to extend further?
I'd like to extend for 3 more minutes.
Did you say 2?
3.
3. The proposed extension is 3 minutes. Does anyone object? Okay, we're extended for 3 minutes. Michael, you're next.
Yeah, I think if anybody believes that somebody's going to come forward with underwriting for Pacifica in a situation where we can't even produce income from our own listeners for ourselves, I think we're kidding ourselves. KPFK's listener sponsorship is down from probably half of what it was a decade ago. Maybe 15,000 compared to 30. WBAI, I think, has about 8,000 some odd listener sponsor members. We have to, the critical element is to create new content and engage with communities with material that meets the needs of unserved and unexpressed people's struggles and solutions that are being offered to the problems that people are facing. And that will generate the listening support that will obviate the need for underwriting. We're not going to get underwriters if we have no audience.
And Serene.
Okay, thanks very much. I'll be brief. I think there's certainly a difference between on-air underwriting and website or event underwriting, right? I don't think... I think the controversy, if you will, was around the what we do on air. Stations can do whatever they think is reasonable on their website. So I just wanted to make that clarification as far as, as regards to what my understanding is. If others know differently, they should feel free to share that. And I do hope that we will revisit the issue of underwriting on the affiliates. Stations that plan that had been brought to us. I think there were some concerns that were shared by PNB members when it was last brought, which I think might have been June of last year, and we were supposed to get responses to those concerns, and I don't know that ever happened. So I don't know whether or not when Jerry was speaking, he was referring to on-air or website underwriting in particular. If I can get a response to that, I'd appreciate it.
You could if we had extended for more than 3 minutes, but we're out of time. Do you wish to propose a further extension?
30 seconds for yes.
Anyone object to letting Jerry respond? Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes. We are trying to be very, very, very careful with this ourselves. And I know that it's been an issue for some time. It is very important what was mentioned as regards what we are able to do on the web as opposed to on air, and that is the approach, one of the approaches that we are looking at. I want to emphasize that we've been doing everything that we can to engage ourselves with the community, and we have people approaching us as opposed to us going out. They came to us. And we're not prepared. We don't have policy in place. The foundation doesn't have policy in place. But in the direction that things are going in, for instance, we just did a 14-hour broadcast on homelessness. It was very well received. We've got a couple more events coming in the very near future. So we're becoming more visible here in Washington, and as such, we quite frankly expect more approaches. They're seeing that we have an audience, even though that our listenership is technically down. And I think we have to respond to that. And also, everything is being pushed towards the web. Listeners are being pushed towards the web. And since we don't have those restrictions over the web, I think it's very important that at this time, we look at what we can do from a philosophical point, you know, so that we don't cross that line. Pacifica is still Pacifica. One of the comments that Otis made when he was here is that we don't use radio to make money. We use money to make radio, and I think that's a very important concept. And then we're not looking to commercialize the operation. We are just looking for support, if you will, where the money is. To a certain extent, WPFW is a reflection of its community, and it's hard times here. So, you know, people are less able to support. And there are probably a number of other reasons why the fund drives aren't doing quite well across the board, and we have to put ourselves in a position where we
are. It's my job to mind the clock. I think you've answered Serene's question.
Okay.
We are past the adjournment time for this meeting. The only item we have remaining on our agenda after WPFW is WBAI. I'll entertain a motion to extend if someone wants to extend for the purposes of talking about where WBAI is at.
Can I ask a question?
You can if we extend time.
Oh. I would like to extend time for 10 minutes to discuss. At least we need to get some feel for BAI.
Okay, great. The motion is for a 10-minute extension of the meeting from Tony Norman. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're extended until 4 minutes to the hour. We'll move on to WBAI. Sam, can you give us a similar summary of where you're at with WBAI, how far you think we are from getting a budget in place there?
Yeah, I think the budget will be probably out of question at this time because of the cash flow issues that they are facing. Right now, they are far behind. And the fund drive I was getting the feedback on is also not going well. So, again, that puts us in a kind of a very difficult spot. The second thing that is one of the audit concerns also about the rent payment that we make to Empire State Building, and that's an open question at this time. So we have to resolve that, but we can take it aside. I'm not considering that in the kind of a immediate cash flow issue. So based on the feedback that I'm getting from the cash flow inflow and the cash outflow, I think a budget probably would be too much of a stretch at this time.
I'll take a stack on BAI.
Our Paul.
I've got our Paul. Who else? Go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah. The issue for BAI has not been expenses per se for a while, and I agree with the CFO that it is not worth it to dwell upon the accrued rental at Empire at this point in time. I think we're dealing with survival issues. And the issue for BAI for some years has been fundraising, revenue. We're just not getting it in there, and that is the thing. I mean, the current on-air fundraiser is now averaging $8,119 a day. That's around two-thirds of what it was being projected to do at this point in time in the draft budget. And obviously, if one-third of your tally isn't showing up, then you can guess that probably at least one-third of your revenue is not going to show up from that, and that is the major bulk of the revenue for BAI. So the main thing at BAI needs to be an emphasis on how we're going to raise more money. And, you know, you can't cut it anymore. We've got to figure out how to raise more money. And in my opinion, the air is the major way to do that. We've had off-air fundraising issues in the past, and they just don't compare to what we get on air. Even now, there's no way you're going to raise $8,000 a day for 20 odd days with off-air fundraisers. So I think we need to sort of look at this stuff and deal with the air and try to find a way to boost that. And yeah, I agree. There's a very serious cash flow issue going on at BAI.
Anyone else to stack on WBAI?
Serene, please.
I've got Serene. Who else?
Adriana.
Adriana, who else? Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so the WBAI local station board has not met this year, as I suppose some of you know. We're at a 12-12 split in terms of the two groups, parties, if you would, prefer. And, you know, half the board shows up at meetings and the other half does not. So the new board, if you will, which doesn't contain that many new people, but it does contain, I think maybe about seven of the people are new, actually, has not had an opportunity to look at a budget or to even be brought up to date as to the financial situation. They're brand new to the process. That's one. Two, I don't know what was expected from the GM for this meeting, and I'm not quite sure from the note that I saw when certain requests and reminders and so forth were provided. But my understanding is that he's home with the flu and having had it last month, I'm pretty sure he's in no condition to be working on stuff. That said, I do think it might be a good idea for if we can't get an LSB meeting together, if we can't manage to have an LSB meeting, we will have to find, those of us who do go to the meetings, we'll have to find some way to provide a more comprehensive picture of the financial situation to the board members who do attend, particularly the new members who do attend the meetings. I don't know whether that'll perhaps require the involvement of the CFO or the board treasurer or something. But I am aware, we all are aware that the station is in pretty bad shape, and that the on-air, repeated on-air attacks have not been helpful. And they come from various sources. But we do know there's a problem. We do know that we need a strong financial plan for getting money off air, we're hoping to get started on that with or without the cooperation of people who actually ran to, quote, preserve the station or whatever it is. Okay, thanks.
Adriana.
Yes. My concern. I know that all of us have the well-being of Pacifica in our hearts. I don't have any doubts about it. What I can see that sometimes to score political points, we are ready to shoot our own stations. We are ready to shut down the whole foundation just for, I cannot imagine that we are doing this to ourselves. I can hear Sam, that is the new CFO, coming to our organization and trying to put some orders, and I can see immediately how, I can hear in his voice, his desperation, because it's clear that for a professional that is trying to put order on this, he's bombarded permanently with positions defending or attacking different people and different situation in the stations for political gains. I think that this is showing, I mean, today this meeting of the National Finance, the Pacifica National Finance Committee, I think that in my view is one of the best, because even when we didn't solve a bunch of of financial issues, we show here that most of us, even for what is normally known as different factions, we want to do the good thing, the bad things. But we are arriving to the conclusion that we have too much politics involved in everything. And then if we don't have the numbers, if we don't have our way, is, you know, I'm sorry, I'm ready to destroy whatever is going on. I hope that we can use this to start from scratch, to every one of us go to our own stations and see what we can do, and leave to the different structure, if you want, or bodies of the foundation to do their jobs without trying to meddle into each other ideas and intentions or seen as evil. I listen to some of you that normally I think that I'm against a lot of things that you do or you think, and I was amazed how all the passion that you put there, and I see that you really love the foundation as much as I love this foundation. I mean, it's about time that we have a different dialogue. I know that sounds kind of melodramatic, but it's the reality. We are seeing the foundation, you know, sinking in front of us, and it's like we are unable because we need to fight each other instead of working for the solutions. And the solutions are there. We know that in our country, it's vital. The Pacifica Foundation is vital. We need this voice up. We need these radios. In all the markets that we have, some of our units, we know how important is the message that we can bring. I hope that we can do it. I hope that this start today, we start looking at each other like different opinions, but not like evil people. And I feel that with a bunch of you that normally, like I said, I don't agree with you. But I heard some of you today, and I feel pleasantly surprised, you know, because I see that you love, like me, you love Pacifica. That's it.
Okay. We're past time unless someone wants to propose a further extension that will force us to adjourn.
I move to extend for 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes? Seriously?
Would you like longer?
The motion is to extend for 2 minutes from R. Paul Martin. Is there any objection or amendment?
Three.
The amendment is 3. Is there any objection to the amendment? Hearing no objection, 3 is the main motion. Is there any objection to extending for 3 minutes? We are now extended until 90 seconds past the hour. Who wishes to be on stack?
Marpol?
And Serene, thanks.
And Fred.
Well, Fred, you get to go first because you haven't been on the stack for this item before.
Yeah.
And then I've got our Paul and Serene. Actually, I'm going to put myself on after you, Fred. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Well, I'm the new treasurer from KPFK here in Los Angeles, and I guess I should say something. Like other stations, our fund drive is very much underperforming. Our general manager has extended it, I believe, until March 4th. So we're in the same situation as other stations. Our listeners are very upset with the changes in programmings locally and are expressing that through their giving. So I'm frustrated like everybody else, I guess. And I just wanted to say that and this has to be a bigger and broader discussion at the director's level. Okay.
Folks want us to be mindful that our time in these meetings be productive. And we're devolving into speech making, and the single quality that all the speeches share is that no one is proposing anything concrete for us to do. I hope in the future when we're meeting as a committee, we can focus on proposals. And if we don't have any proposals that will get us out of a situation, then we have to look at our structure. I look at WBAI and WPFW. I'm an employee of the foundation. I worry that if one of them can't make payroll, my paycheck will bounce because the network wires the money for the entire network's payroll at one time. I hear people saying we shouldn't worry about the deferred rent in New York, but I know that if someone we owe money to decides to play hardball collecting one of the only assets that they can take away from us to collect their money is the one that my station broadcasts from, our studios. So let's be mindful that at this point we're not just talking about local issues. We are talking about situations so severe that they threaten to take other stations off the air as well. And I hope that when we convene a month from now, we will be able to talk about at least concrete options to recommend or at least put before the Pacifica National Board. And we have 1 minute left on the extension. Next on stack is our Paul Martin.
Okay. I think we shouldn't pretend that politics just showed up a week or a month ago. Stuff has been going on. I mean, you know, I've said it before, BAI's major problem is we haven't had a real program director since 1999. All sorts of things have happened to the air, and so it's no surprise that we have a very hard time raising money. In terms of other things, you know, when you go to an LSB meeting and you get assaulted by someone, you know, that's a problem. And other issues, you know, some folks are complaining about things, well, I think the PNB has managed to do something very anti-democratic, and I predict lawsuits, and I think things will get resolved at some point. It is unfortunate that it's happening at a point in time when Pacific is in all this trouble. However, we've been in trouble for some time. It's not a brand new thing. So I think we'll keep on going on, and if anybody has a really brilliant idea for off-air fundraising, they really should bring it up. That's it.
We're at time on the extension. Does anyone wish to propose a further extension?
Yes, Jerry. 1 minute.
I propose Serene. That we get Serene to finish.
Serene proposed a 1 minute extension. Is there any objection?
But I thought I heard Jerry trying to say something.
Jerry is not a member of this committee. He can't propose to extend time.
Okay,
the proposal is a 1 minute extension. Is there any objection?
Excuse me?
Is there any objection to extending by 1 minute?
I'd like to amend my own motion to make it 3 minutes.
The proposal is now a 3 minute extension.
Objection.
There's an objection. Seriously, we're going to have to call the roll on a 3 minute extension? It takes 3 minutes to call the roll, folks.
I withdraw.
Okay. We're extended until 7 past. Serena's next on stack.
Okay, thanks. So, you know, this is not the first time that a member of this committee has made a statement about the program director situation at WBAI. Some of us are actually working hard to get a permanent program director in place, but I will note that we had a program director until some folks in L.A. who are back on the national board, by the way, you know, showed up in New York to help us by trying to change the locks to the transmitter room at the Empire State Building. And then they fired someone who had been on medical leave for several months, and then they transferred someone who had...
Hold on. This is Brian. The discussion has to be germane to the work of the committee. We can't start relitigating an LSB election campaign on the Finance Committee here.
That is absolutely not what I'm doing, Brian. What I'm doing is correcting the record. WBAI does need a permanent program director. We haven't had one since 2009. And the repeated statement, this is the second time that person has made that statement on this committee's, during one of this committee's meetings, that we haven't had a program director since 1999, when, by the way, someone whom many of the people who now call his name and praise him loathed and made his life, as if he paid them any attention, as miserable as they could. So this rewriting of history, you know, the last time we had a permanent program director at WBAI, and we do need one, and we've had several people who've come through that chair in the past 6-7 years, okay, was 2009. So let's get that straight.
1 minute left. Anyone want to go on stack?
Joseph Stack.
Who's that, please?
Joseph.
Was that Joseph?
Yes.
Please go ahead, sir.
All I wanted to say was I have been writing down some ideas as we go. They're not going to be better than anybody else's ideas, but I was planning on emailing them to you for distribution and consideration before the next meeting, and that's what I would like to see happen, and that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, sir, and thank you to all of you. We have hit the time limit on the extension to the extension to the extension of our meeting, and we are now adjourned. Thank you for your work. We'll talk in a few weeks. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.